how to open a ROM file on your Windows computer. So, it is possible to presume that recently, you have learnt about emulators and ROM files, the things necessary to start playing retro game on Windows, Mac, Linux PCs or Android devices. If one selects stable software for emulating some specific system, the one whose games one is eager to run and follows the installation recommendations to the point, there shouldn't be troubles with running it on a computer. We assume that you also didn't experience difficulties with your emulation program, if you're reading the article. Instead, the ROM file, which, as you already know, is another prerequisite for playing old-school games on your modern PC, is giving you a headache. Believe us. User's failure to open a downloaded ROM file is quite a commonplace. So, you are not the only person who's tinkering with the obstinate file that refuses to open. Unfortunately, those that provide ROMs for download rarely attach a detailed instruction explaining users how to open a ROM file after downloading it on their computers. In the given article, we make an attempt to compensate for the lack of the necessary information. So, if you want to learn how to open a ROM file on your comp, go on reading. What are ROMs files? We consider it appropriate to enlarge on the nature and role of ROMs prior to explaining how to open them. The ROM files, or ROM images, represent a copy of the read-only memory chips found in cartridge-based games we once played on retro consoles. Thus, with the help of an emulator and a ROM file, you can start running old games on your modern machine even if you don't have a physical console and cartridges to play on it. We would also draw your attention to the fact that emulators are not considered illegal. Even such a respected company as Google shares emulators with Android users. It is only regarded illegal if you use emulators for commercial purposes. The situation with ROMs is much complicated. Keep in mind that in most jurisdictions, it is considered piracy to download ROMs of the game that you don't own. Useful tip: there is one sure way to spare yourself the trouble of tinkering with problem ROMs. There are lots of safe popular ROMs on ROMs mode. So, if you need a high-quality digital product, don't hesitate to take advantage of ROMs mode's services. Opening a ROM file on your computer, you can find ROM files with the .ROM extension in your downloads folder upon downloading them from some online source. Of course, you will want to open the acquired file immediately by double-clicking on it. Unfortunately, sometimes, your Windows system fails to recognize the file extension, which leads to your inability to open the corresponding file and an error message saying, "Windows can't open this file, xxx.rom." If you happen to experience a similar problem on your Windows, don't get upset. Nothing critical has happened. Your system just requires more details for opening the file. So, your task is to help Windows identify what program should be used for this purpose. If you are not sure which program to select, let the system try solving this problem by going online and looking it up automatically. Still, if you know what program should be used, feel free to manually choose the necessary one from the list of the programs installed on your PC. If you received the system error message, like the one illustrated above, you can try fixing it by properly setting the file association. To do it, access your control panel. When you're there, select the default programs and set associations, then find the necessary file type and choose change program. Note that potentially harmful software also can have a .ROM extension. Therefore, you should be particularly cautious when it comes to downloading ROM files. Make certain to use only reputable online sources and never open the file that looks suspicious. Misspelling the file name extension is quite a common problem, which may also prevent you from opening a game file. Therefore, Take care to check whether the extension of your ROM file is spelled correctly. Hope the article has provided you a useful help in opening a troublesome ROM file.